Welcome to Energy Medicine Radio with Dr. Wu Di, a celebration of unique healing modalities for your mind, body, and soul, opening the pathway to wellness, enlightenment, and creative living. Our mission is to share consciousness-shifting information with humanity and help people improve and transform their overall quality of health, wealth, and happiness. Thank you for joining us.
Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Wu Di, and here I'm in Miami, Florida. It was a beautiful day, and I'm glad you could join me tonight. Tonight, I want to share some valuable information with you, something that I've been using on myself and with patients for many years, and it's called the magic square. It's a part of feng shui, you know, the art of placement. And when you hear of feng shui, you usually think about moving furniture around, putting your bed in a certain place so you don't pick up negative energy or make yourself vulnerable. And it's been in the news for the last few years pretty heavily. A lot of designers and architects and people who put your house together, they use feng shui. But feng shui has many different branches. The branch I want to talk about this evening is the magic square. The magic square is an ancient technique that they say the emperor was having some problem, the yellow emperor, and the rivers were flooding. So he wanted to divert the course of the Yellow River. When he went down to the Yellow River that day, a big tortoise came out, and on the shell of the tortoise, there were different markings. There were 9 different markings. And these different markings gave him the key on how to move things around in his life and in China, and how to divert this river and bring peace and harmony back to the valley. So tonight, I will attempt to teach you how to use the magic square. So what I'd like you to do is go get a piece of paper and a pencil, and I will wait for you for a moment, something that you can take some notes with. Okay? So run and get yourself a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen, and I will discuss and tell you how to use this magic square to make your life work on every level. Okay, go get the pencil and paper right now. Now, while everybody's gone and I'm still rolling, I want to welcome you to Energy Medicine Florida. I've been doing this program. This is the 12th show, and I'm very happy to do it, and I'm getting a lot of good feedback from people. I thank you for your notes and for your Facebook comments on the show. The show's in its 12th week. I do it every other week, so it's actually 24 weeks. And every other week, I'll bring on a guest and share some great information. But tonight, we're going to share the magic square. So if you don't know my website, go to Recharging, R-E-C-H-A-R-G-I-N-G, Qi, I spell it Q-I, Gong, G-O-N-G, .com. And there's some information on the magic square that may be very helpful to you. Look in products and you'll find it. Anyway, welcome back. I hope you've got your piece of paper in front of you. What I'd like you to draw is a big X and O thing. 2 lines vertical, 2 lines horizontal. Okay, so it looks like we're going to play X and O's, but we're not. We're going to do something that'll help you balance your life. All right, so in the lower corner, in the middle square, I want you to put the number 1 there. Okay. The upper right corner, put the number 2. Now on the very left, in the middle, put the number 3. And then right above that, the upper left-hand corner, is the number 4. In the middle square, put the number 5. And lower right, write the number 6. Right above the number 6, in the middle square on the right, make a 7. Now in the lower left corner, the number 8. And then the one above, right in the middle, put a number 9. Now if you count and you add any of these up, no matter which direction you're going to go in, it comes out to a 15. A 1 and 5 is a 6, is a very sacred number. And we're going to show you how to use this formula, this magic square, like they call it, or geomancy, part of feng shui, to make your life work much better. Okay, so if you would bring your attention to the lower square number 1 box, this box, I want you to write in the box, career. Okay, so you're going to write career, what your career is, or what you want your career to be. Okay, in the number 2 box in the upper right-hand corner, I want you to write the word dual cultivation. So what that means is dual cultivation, that's your relationships. Any relationship you're in, any relationship you want to be in, and how you want that relationship to be. If it's a relationship with your teacher, your guru, your lama, your boyfriend, your husband, your wife, it's all about relationships in that upper corner. So what we're doing is we're dividing these different boxes up into different quadrants, and each quadrant will have something to do with your life. Bring your attention to the left side now. Number 3, that has to do with family and kids. You know, if you have children, write that down, you know, kids. And if you don't have children yet, just put in family, you know, mother, father, sister, brothers, uncles, aunts, cousins. It's all about the family. Right above that is finances. Finances, money, wealth creating. That is number 4. Right in the middle box, is spirit. Now, it's not God. That's spiritual work or your relationship with the source, whatever the source is. It could be God. Could be just spiritual energy opening up to the divine. That's number 5. That's in the middle. And if you notice, every square when we cross, it always crosses in the middle. So everything always goes through the source of the divine or spirit. That's number 5. Lower right-hand corner has to do with travel and influential people. So when you travel, you meet interesting people. Some people aren't that interesting, but you meet a lot of people when you travel, more than just staying in your little neighborhood. So as you travel, you start to bring in a different part of your life. You travel around the world, you're a world traveler, you become bigger, you become more knowledgeable, you become more international. Okay, so that's the lower right. That has to do with travel and influential people. People that you may want to meet. People that you want to come in contact with. People that would be good for business, for love, for excitement, for different things come into your life. When you meet exciting people, your life changes. You know, they say you're judged by your friends, so I'm sure you don't want to meet all the people who are homeless and starving. You have compassion for them, but you want to meet people that will bring new and different things into your life. Okay, right above that, is your legacy. That's on the right side. That's number 7. And it's all about your legacy. What are you going to leave when you leave this planet? How are you going to be when you leave? It also has to do with your projects. What projects are you working on right now? What projects do you want to start? So you start putting down these different names of projects that you want to do, things that you want to do in the future, or what you're planning on leaving. Are you an artist? Do you write books? Do you collect certain artwork? What are you going to leave? How are you going to make your mark on this planet? Are you going to be a president of a company? Somehow, you want to leave something for further generations. That's number 7. Number 8, in the lower left-hand corner. This is an important one. This is about self-cultivation. It's about your education. It's about your health. It's about your knowledge. It's about you. It's about what do you do? Are you taking care of your health? Are you reading? Are you studying? Are you looking for a new course to study, a new language to learn? What are you doing to make your life better? It's all about you and what you're doing to make your life better. Did you go to the dentist this year? In the last 6 months? Did you get a checkup at your doctor? Are you eating healthy? All that goes in the lower left-hand corner. That's number 8. And then the box left is number 9. That's right in the center on the top. And number 9 is about your success. Whatever success is to you, if it's having power, money, the final outcome in the tarot card reading, but it has to do with what is it? Fame you want? Is that? It could be fame. It could be many things. So let me tell you now how this magic square works. So what you do is you go through the numbers 1 through 9, and you decide what you want. You know, whenever you want to bring something into your life, you don't want to say, I don't want this and I don't want that. I don't want this and I don't want that. That's not what you're looking for. You want to tell the universe exactly what you do want. And the clearer you get on what you want, the easier it is to manifest. So, when we look at box number 1, which is your career, like for me, I'm a writer, I'm a healer, I'm a doctor, I'm a radio announcer or a radio host, I have a YouTube station. So I'm involved in the medias, I'm involved as a teacher, I'm involved as a master of some things, a doctor of medical qigong, acupuncture physician, an herbalist. So those are the different things. I write down what I am and what I want, where I'm going. Because maybe in the future, maybe I'm just going to write books and share information on the radio with you and have a television show. That's where I'm going. So whatever I want in my career, I write that down in that box. I mark that, everything about that. It also has to do with the kidneys. It's the water element. So it relates also to the acupuncture points, because sometimes when I look at a person's life or I look at their magic square, let's say the number 1 box is filled and the number 4 box is filled and the number 7 box is filled and they don't have anything in the number 3 box, it means they're not working on their family. They haven't contacted their family in years. They don't get along with their family. Their family is kaput to them. To have a balanced life, all 9 boxes have to be full, and you have to have an idea of what you want in all 9 boxes, because every box is a part of you, and if there's one part that's not full, guess what? You are unfulfilled in that part of your life. So we're always working on fulfilling and getting everything filled up so we can manifest and balance every aspect of our life mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically. So let's keep writing. Number two box, like I said, it has to do with dual cultivation, what you want in your life, who you want to come into your life. So if you want a relationship and you don't want them to be fat, you don't write down, I don't want a fat person in my life. No, that's not. You want to write down, I want someone to come in my life who's in great physical shape. Or you write, I want a beautiful woman to come into my life, or a handsome man. I want him to be 4 foot tall. Maybe you want him to be a little taller, but you get an idea of how tall you want them, how they are built, what type of energy they have, what you would share with them, if you like to go to the movies, or if you'd like to dance, or whatever you want in your life. You start balancing that out by asking exactly, by writing down, asking the universe for exactly what you want. Because we always get what we want. Sometimes we get what we don't want because that's what we're saying is, I don't want this and I don't want that. But whatever you think about the most, that's right. That's what you're drawing in. You become a magnet, either a magnet for wealth or a magnet for poverty. A magnet for a beautiful, wonderful relationship, or a relationship that you don't want and you keep saying, I don't want what my mama had. I don't want what my daddy had. What I want. But what you do is you think about those I don't want, and that's just what you get. Now, interesting enough, number two, like number one was the water element, the kidneys. Number two has to do with the spleen and the stomach. And that is your earth element. Okay, let's go on. Number three has to do with family. When's the last time you talked to your mother or father? The last time that talk to your kids, aunts and uncles, brothers and sisters. You want to at least think about them. I usually take a picture and I put a picture in that box. Like after I decide, write these out, you know, what I want, the 1 through 9. And what I'll do is I get a big piece of poster board like you used to use in school. You know, those big pieces of poster board that you would do projects on. And I make that big X and O pattern, and then I write out the 1 through 9. And then once I get the 1 through 9, then I start putting up pictures. First of all, I'll write out everything that I want, and then I'll put pictures, like I'll put pictures of my kids, or I'll put pictures of my mother, my father, my sisters, my brothers, and I get... Then I start bringing in the family. If I want to see my kids every day, once a year, once a week, once a month, visit my aunts, visit my cousins, I start listing everything that I want. And before you know it, I start a whole new relationship with my family, the way you want it, loving, caring, sharing. Sometimes your friends become your family. So as many different aspects to number three, the family, because the family is the foundation. That's where you come from. So it's important to have a relationship with that. I know people who say, oh, I don't talk to my parents. I don't talk to my mother, my father. I don't. That really is to your disadvantage. And sometimes that they haven't done the nicest things for you. But what you do is you forgive them. You call them once, or you write them a letter. You tell them that you love them. You tell them that they did the best they could do. Thank you very much. And that could be the end of it. You don't have to talk to them again. But you acknowledge them. You let them know that you're part of their tribe. Because if you don't, you may have to repeat it in the next lifetime with the same thing. In a relationship with a family, sometimes it's very hurtful. And other times, if you put the energy in, you'll get the energy out. Okay. So let's move on. Number four. Oh, my goodness. That has to do with your money, honey. Money. Yes. It has to do with your money, your finances, what you want, how much you want. Sometimes we limit ourselves because I would never be able to make that much money. I hear people, oh, I could never get that. I could never afford a house like that. I would never. And they go on in their nevers, and what they get is they get just what they think about. So when you're thinking of your money, it's your relationship with the money, how you feel about it. If you're the type of person that doesn't feel that you deserve, guess what? You won't get it. If you're if you've been brought up in one of those chastity, poverty, and I don't know what the other one is, but anyway, that's something I think that the church has invented years ago to keep people under their foot, sort of a control issue. How do you control the masses? You keep them broke. And you keep them coming to your place to pray, and you have them give donations. So it's important to have a good relationship with your money where you have enough money for you, your family, and enough to give to others, enough to help out, enough to change people's lives, enough to buy somebody dinner once in a while. Anyway, it's all about finances. So in that box in the upper left-hand corner, number four, you want to start writing all the things about money, how much money you want, how you want to make your money. Maybe you want to make it from multiple sources of income. Could be your salary for one, but it's about your wealth, your prosperity, and what resources you have. So that's a very important one to a lot of people that they overlook. Oh, money is going to take care of itself. Money doesn't take care of itself. You have to take care of it. And if you do, you'll have all you want. All right, let's bring our attention to the center, to number five, the spirit. Now, if you notice, every time we go through the 1 through 5, the 15, adds up to 15, it all has to go through spirit. Why? Because everything goes through spirit. If you add up 1 and 5 and 9, it's 15. That's going from the career up to your success. If you go 8, 5, and 3, another 15. You're going from self-cultivation through spirit to dual cultivation. If you add up 6, 7, and 2, another 15, and you're going from the foundation, you know, your foundation, travel, influential people, through the growth phase, which is number 7, up to the heavenly phase, which is number 2. So you're going from influential people up to dual cultivation. Or if you go from 6 to 5 to 4, another 15, you go through spirit again to go from influential people, travel, through spirit to money. So if you want to make more money, you don't work on your money. You work on meeting new people, new connections, get out, go to parties, go to restaurants, go to plays, meet people. Get yourself in a place where you go to meetings, the Chamber of Commerce meetings, you go to places that people will meet you, and you network, network, network. As you network, that brings you right through spirit and will bring you to money. I always have people come into the office and they say, oh, if I only had a good relationship, Dr. Wu, my life would be perfect. So they're working on their relationship. They're beating up their husband and wife. They're trying to transform them so they're the perfect one for them. Well, guess what? That's not going to work. Nobody is going to transform for you. You have to transform, and if you transform, you'll get what you want. And how does that work? You work on self-cultivation. So as you work on self-cultivation, you go 8-5-2, so you go from self-development to dynamic development. So you develop yourself first, and then as you develop you, what happens is you go through spirit, and boom, you have developed a relationship that will work for a lifetime. When we go from, let me give you another example. When we go from three to five to seven, so three is your family or your children, five is spirit, and seven is your projects. So what we inherit, you know, we inherit our family to what will outlive us. So you want to take whatever you inherit and then your legacy, what is going to outlive you? Are you going to leave pictures? What are you going to do for further generations? So you want something so your life goes on beyond your life, your legacy. It could be your children. You know, my longevity is in my children and my grandchildren. Already, I have left a legacy. I have two boys, and those two boys have a boy and a girl and a boy and a girl. So, boom, it went from one to two. It went from two to four. It went from four to six, six to eight, eight to ten. It's growing. So already, the legacy that I left is of my children. Now, the one where you go from number four, wealth, through spirit to number six, that self treasures to others' treasures. So the whole thing has a pattern and a way to take your life and transform it. Now, like I said, you get that big piece of paper, you draw that X and O thing, you write down in all those squares exactly what you want in all the different domains of your life. And then as you get those different domains together, you start writing exactly what you want. And then before you know it, you have created a map of your life. Now, career is also value generation, contribution. You know, because as your career grows, you start to generate more value and you start to contribute more. Number five is wholeness. That's balance. That's spirit. That's balance, your health, integrity. That's the middle of everything. And then when we talk about success, number nine, how are you recognized on this planet? What is success for you? Fame, the realization of fame, the people find you in a certain way. How do they see you? What do you want to be? You want to be known as a bum? Heck no. You want to be known as someone that's done something or is doing something on this planet to make it a better place. And that's number nine. That is our fame. That is our success. So this pattern with one through nine, there's some other things that we want to talk about, your relationships. Dual cultivation, co-creating a future. So you come in contact with somebody, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, your lover, and together you create something. You create something for the future. Could be children, could be an organization, could be who knows what it could be, but it's something that you create with your relationship. And how does that happen? That happens because through number 8, which is your self-cultivation, your knowledge, where you learn from, how you cultivate yourself and make yourself a better person, going right through spirit, and that brings you up to that co-creator, creating the future for yourself and forever. Let's see, what else can we talk about here? The family, what you receive, I talked about that, and that brings you to what you'll have in the future. We talked about the team. The team is in number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, number 6. That is helpful people, team power. Are you a team player? Your patrons, where you travel, and resources you use through others. You know, they say when you go to the bank, you want to use other people's money instead of your own money to create wealth. So that's what you do. You bring in others, and you work with those other people to make their lives better, which makes your life better, which moves you through spirit, which brings you to a resources that you direct, your wealth, your prosperity. So this formula is a formula that can change your life forever. So now that you've written down the different boxes with what you want in it, and you work on it, it can always change, and it changes all the time. I know mine does. So when I'm working on, let's say I'm working on myself, okay, learning a new language, I'm learning Spanish right now. I know some, but I'm learning more every day. So as I learn more Spanish, I open up to a whole new relationship with Spanish people, Spanish-speaking people, people not only from the United States, people from all of South America, or most of it, people from Spain, people from around the world. So I've opened up a whole new vista for myself by learning another language. I'm bringing in more people can understand me, more people I can understand them. I start to understand their culture, and guess what? My life gets better. I get bigger, okay? So that's one. In just learning a new language, also, if you want to be wealthy or rich or successful, you start looking at what are you doing? How are you cultivating yourself? What practices do you do? Do you have a certain meditation that you do? Well, if you do, don't talk about it. Do it. Practice it. That's in the box of self-cultivation. So the better you make yourself, guess what? You're going to be pulled through all the way up to dual cultivation, and the perfect person is going to appear in your life. You're going to start pulling in someone who really digs you, someone who says, wow, this is a dynamic person. This person is well-read. This person takes care of their body, their mind, their spirit. I want to be around that person. So all of a sudden, the perfect person comes into your life and just wants to be with you because you do so many wonderful things that they dig it so much, they want to be with you. They want to be like you. And guess what? Now you've got two people working to create something new and to make the planet better, to make your life better, and to make their life better. It is a great way to do this. So now you've got this big, some people call it a vision board, or a vision, I think it's called a vision board, or a dream board, or something like that. You're doing the same thing, but this one, is based on the principles of feng shui, which goes back thousands and thousands of years. So I use this to rearrange my life. Like when I talk about self-cultivation, I talk about my exercise, my training, my regime. If I want to do something to get something done on the planet, I make sure that I take care of myself first. Okay, it goes through the middle. It goes through spirit. It goes through openness. So now you have the big board, and you have all these things laid out. Now, take nine envelopes, nine regular envelopes. And what to do is when you're in the doctor's office, in the dentist's office, waiting in a lobby with nothing to do and looking through the magazine, you look at one of those pictures and you say, whoa, I want that. Maybe it's a picture of gold. Maybe it's a picture of cash. Maybe it's a picture of a good-looking guy or a woman. Maybe it's a picture of a beautiful house. Something that you want, you take that picture and you cut that picture out and you put it in an envelope. Okay, so if it's about wealth, you put it in the envelope that says number four on it. If it's about the relationship, you put it in the number two envelope. If it's about a great book that you want to read or something that you see someone exercising, someone looking vibrant, healthy, you put it in the number eight envelope. If it's about your career, your mission, what you feel that you want to accomplish on this planet, what resource, you put it in number one envelope. So now you're starting to fill up the different envelopes with pictures. If it's picture of your family, put it in that number three envelope. You know, anything about your family. Maybe it's an inheritance that you're going to get for your family. Maybe millions of dollars. Your great aunt Tilly's going to die who you didn't know. And when she does, she's leaving you her estate, her cars, her money. You know, you don't even know Aunt Tilly's there. But anyway, just open up to having something feed you. But it can't feed you if it doesn't know where the heck you are. So you start writing down exactly what you want. And again, it'll pull you through spirit. And through spirit, it'll leave you to that place where your legacy is created, where creativity, where creation, because you're creating, your children are your creation, your creativity, all that happens in the box of seven. So as we go through writing down the different domains and exactly what we want, guess what? You start to bring in things that you didn't even expect. You start to bring in new people, new money, new energy, a new career. Yeah, this is magic. That's why they call it the magic square. Because when you say what you want and you're very clear what you want, guess what? That's what happens. You pull it into your life. You become a magnetic energy to pull in the energy to attract whatever you want. It gives you a new form of awareness. It gives you a new form of attracting power. You become magnetic. So you're putting energy into number one, your career. That's what you want to attract, what you want to achieve, how you're going to be satisfied, what joys in your life, and you start pulling that in. Whoa. Number two, you know, like I said, that has to do with beauty and awareness and who you're going to bring into your life. Number three is your family. It also has to do with your development, your movement, and your action. Number four, who's going to follow you and who you're following. What type of finances you're going to have. Are you going to be poor? Are you going to be struggling? Or are you going to be wealthy? Are you going to be prosperous? that's what you want to do. You want to put some attention into that. Don't let this go. Every time you put your attention into something and you put the intention that you want, guess what? You start getting it. I know for my career, I had to write down, what is my mission in life? I had to think about it for a while. What do I really want? So I decided long ago I wanted to become a healer. I wanted to help make people's lives better. So I spent a lot of time studying and learning and bringing awareness on how can I help other people. But if I'm sick or if I look sickly, guess what? People don't want to come into my practice. All my teeth are falling out and they're all rotten and I'm in a dirty office and it looks shabby. Guess what? People don't come. So as I worked on myself, my exercise, my diet, I talk about diet. I'm not the person that tells you what to eat. I tell you what I eat, and I tell you how if you eat the same, how it can help change your life. It doesn't mean that you should eat everything that I eat, but we can get you on a diet that's healthier for you. It'll make your life better, and that's all about self-cultivation. And as you make your life better, you're going to end up in a relationship. You're going to end up in a marriage. You're going to end up with someone coming into your life. It's going to make your life 100% better. That's why we go into relationships, not to have somebody belittle us, not to have somebody argue with us, not to have somebody to tell us what you should be doing or what they should be doing or what you should be doing for them. We go into a relationship to make each other's life better. Now, interesting enough, in a relationship, sometimes people will stay in a relationship even if their life isn't better. They could be getting knocked in the head every day, but they still stay in the relationship. Now, I wonder why. I'll tell you why. They stay in a relationship like that because they want some energy. They don't care if it's good energy or bad energy. They just want energy. So they stay there, and day after day, they get knocked in the head, but they figured it's better than no energy at all. Maybe he knocks me in the head, but he didn't knock my teeth out. So if you want that type of relationship, which I know you don't, you have to decide exactly what you want, and you have to make your life work better. And if your life works better, guess what? You're going to bring in the perfect person. That's the way we get it. Like I said, travel, meeting new people, networking, and before you know it, you're going to have a pocket full of money, honey, because that's opening up to the whole idea of making your life work a lot better, making your life work great. Why? Because it pulls you through spirit, and it's all about opening up the spirit. When the spirit is open, when the energy is focused on spiritual opening of your heart, regular meditation, if you are a meditation person or if you yoga person, Tai Chi, Qigong, exercise, share that with people because you're sharing it from your heart. I know, let's see, when was it? Last week, 2 weeks ago, I taught a course at the Unity on the Bay, the Unity Church here in Florida, in Miami, and spent 2 hours with a great group of people and shared with them how to change stress to power. How do you alchemically change it? The magic square is also an alchemical process. You're starting to take things in your life that didn't work, like the lead, and you're going to transform it through spirit and change it into gold. So as you do these types of exercises, write these down and focus, guess what? You're going to change the lead, the lower nature, and that's what lead is. Lead is ruled by the planet Saturn. And you're going to change it to the sun, You're going to change it to gold. You're going to change it to vibrant white light. You'll start bringing in energy into your life, power, energy, divine energy, and that will transform your life and everyone that comes in contact with you. And that's what it's about. It's about making each other's lives work better. When we talk about the dual cultivation and the self-cultivation, relationships, marriage, even sexual energy, that's dual cultivation. You want to make sex, you want to make love to yourself all the time. Isn't that what Woody Allen said? If you want, he likes masturbation because it's making love to his favorite person. Well, funny joke, but really, you want to bring someone into your life that you can share, be more social, open up more, stay in touch with your family and friends. You know, there's things that you can do that will make your life work better. And you'll meet someone and you'll fall in love. I mean, it sounds romantic. It is romantic. But romance means you need to bring in something. You need to open up. I hear people all the time telling me, I don't have this and I don't have this and I don't have that. And they complain. Just today, somebody came in the office and we're talking about making her backache go away. And she's saying, you know, my daughter doesn't respect me. My son doesn't give me any attention. She was going on and on about her kids. And I said, wait a second. Do you exercise? No, I don't exercise. She said, I don't exercise because I don't have enough energy. I said, do you breathe at all? Yeah. She said, I go out on the balcony once a day and I take a deep breath. I said, guess what, sister? That's not going to work. You got to get out and exercise. If you can't walk a block, walk a half a block. But do that. You don't need your daughter or your son or your husband or anybody with you. You just need to get out there and start moving. And when you do, guess what? Your lungs are going to go open up because you're exercising. You're going to get more oxygen. The oxygen is going to go into your blood, and your energy is going to go up. And she said, oh, I never thought of that. So I taught her the magic square, too, because she was just complaining on what she doesn't have instead of what she does have. Now, there's many ways to get things into your body. Sometimes we do it through sound, like we're listening to the radio tonight, and that's called auditory, and that's good to listen to it. And if you want to hear more about the magic square, I have a program. Go to Recharging Qigong. That's my website, Recharging Qigong, Qigong, and go into programs. Up on top, you'll see programs. When you get to the programs, look for the magic square, click on that button, and I will send you all my notes on the magic square, plus I will send you a DVD of a workshop that I did that's just incredible. This will give you a lot of knowledge, and it'll go over some of the principles that I talked about tonight, and you'll see your life will transform. Not a little bit. Your life will transform like magic. All of a sudden, boom, you plugged into a source of energy that goes back thousands of years, and before you know it, things will start to change. Your relationships will get better, guaranteed. Your money will become more. You'll have more abundance in your life. You'll meet new people. You'll network more. Boy, you're going to have a lot of fun with it. It's changed my life. Your career will start to transform, and you'll bring yourself to the success that you've always wanted. You know, and if you don't know what you want as success, this is time that you sit down and you decide, what type of fame do I want? What would be successful to you? You know, what does that mean to you? Fame means mastery. How do you show up in the world? What are your realizations? How can you transcend what you have now into something that you really want? You know, what would be your dream? Do you want to be a doctor, a lawyer, a merchant? Do you want to be successful? Do you want to be self-sufficient? You know, all those things start to come together as you do the magic square. Now, you've got the board done. You've got those 9 envelopes with all the pictures. Now, one day you sit down with those pictures and those envelopes, you get a scissors and you cut them out, and you make a collage on this big board. You put up everything. So you don't have to write everything, but just seeing the pictures and then hang it up somewhere in your house. And when you pass that board, your subconscious mind will see that picture, and before you know it, you will be able to transform what's been going on in your life and to what you want in your life, what you really want. This is a way to make your life work miraculously. You're going to go from a place of not having to having whatever you want and to having it the way you want it. And this treatment or this form of magic, and I do call it magic, M-A-G-I-K, not M-A-G-I-C like Mickey Mouse, but the real magic from the magi. You'll start to bring in energies from above, and before you know it, you're going to be a person that is so happy, that is so successful, that is so prosperous, that is so known by other people for what you've accomplished, your whole life will transform and people will say, wow, he did it like magic. And it all comes from setting up this magic square. We'll go over it once more. 1 is your career. 2 is your relationships. You know, the dual cultivation. 3, your family, your children. 4 is your money, your finances, your wealth creating. 5 is the spirit. You know, that has to do, that's the center of everything. So you start to transform the spirit. 6 is helpful people, influential people. Travel. Where do you want to go on this planet? If you want to go to Alaska, cut out a picture of Alaska, a map of Alaska, put it up there. If you want to go to France, put up a picture of France. Decide where you want to go. Do you want to go to Japan? If you don't want to go to Zimbabwe, don't put up that picture. Only put up what you want. And then as you see it, your subconscious mind will start to draw you there, and before you know it, boom, you'll be on top of the Eiffel Tower looking down and saying, whoa, I'm on the top of the world. Okay? Your projects. What projects are you working on? What projects do you want to be working on? Are you writing a book? Are you thinking about writing a book? What are you thinking of doing right now? Do you want to build a house? Do you want to put an addition on your house? First of all, to make a change, you need to create the plan in your life. What do you want? And once you know what you want, then you write it down. You get it out of your head. You take it out of the etheric, and you put it in actual written form. Once it's in written form, guess what? You have brought it down to earth. Okay, now it's on the earth. It's written down. 7, you know exactly what you want, all of your projects, right? Now, let's go to 8 again. 8 is about your wisdom, your knowledge, your self-cultivation, what languages you learn, and 9 is your fame, your success, your reputation, what you want. So that's the magic square. I want to thank all of you for coming tonight to listen to the show. We're going to do another show in 2 weeks, and we'll have a guest. I don't know who it's going to be yet, but soon we're going to get a good guest, and I'll inform you. I'll keep you informed on Facebook, and we'll put it up. I'll give it to the guys at the station, and they'll put it up. And tune in again in 2 weeks, bbsradio.com/energymedicine, channel 2. And that's me, Dr. Wu, and I'll be sharing with you some of the hottest information on this planet to make your life work better every day in every way. Remember, go to my website, www.rechargingqigong.com, and go into the section that says, what does it say? It says projects, not projects. It says, forgot what it says. Anyway, you go there where I sell all the products. It'll say products. Go down to the magic square and order that, man. I'm going to send you some incredible stuff. This will change your life. I can guarantee it. Until a week from, 2 weeks from today, it's Dr. Wu thanking you for tuning in. And thank you for coming to listen to me on Energy Medicine Radio. Soon we're going to say goodbye. I want to thank the guys in California who helped put the show together. Both Don and Dan, they do a great job. Don and Ron, they are my man. And every couple weeks they make sure that we're on the show. They run a great website. If you go to they have a tag that you can put on your telephone, and you can get the show on you go to the apps and you go to bbsradio.com, and you can get the app. And when the show comes on, you don't have to think about it. You just push that button at 8 o'clock every other Tuesday, and you'll hear me broadcasting and giving you some great hot information. So don't miss the opportunity. Tell your friends, your family, and stay tuned to my show, and I will keep giving you the best of the best.
Join Dr. Wu Di every first and third Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or listen again online at bbsradio.com/energymedicineradio. Wishing you the best in your health, wealth, and happiness.